This is DOE News Steal the Vote. I'm Laurel Bowman. A second senior leader of a vast drug syndicate has been arrested, a Thai narcotics official said, as a transnational dragnet tightens on the Samgor Group, which police say dominates the $70 billion annual Asia-Pacific drug trade. The October arrest of Hong Kong citizen Lee Chung Chak in Bangkok preceded last month's high-profile arrest in the Netherlands of Si Chi Lop, a Chinese-born Canadian national who police suspect is the top leader of the syndicate, also called The Company. A year after his death from COVID-19, residents in the Chinese city of Wuhan say they remain grateful to the whistleblower doctor who first sounded the alarm about the outbreak before it received official recognition. Li Wenliang, an ophthalmologist at a hospital in the city, became one of the most visible figures in the early days of the outbreak in Wuhan when he tried to sound the alarm about its appearance, which was reprimanded by police for spreading rumors. Twitter's refusal to comply with an Indian government directive to block more than 250 accounts and posts has put the social media giant at the center of a political firestorm in one of its key markets. Government officials, business people, and ordinary citizens are split over free speech and the U.S. company's compliance practices in a controversy that comes soon after Twitter's top lobbyist in India resigned. Police locked down a large area of central Tunis on Saturday in hopes of dampening a major protest backed by the country's powerful labor union. Protesters are upset by police abuses they say have imperiled their freedoms.